Our next piece is something that for some of you probably would have been a dream gig, going into a hot sauce emporium and tasting our way through the shelves. Now, for me, I like spicy food, but I have to admit I was a little bit nervous because it's one thing to feel like your insides are on fire, and it's another thing to feel like your insides are on fire with a microphone rolling to capture your reaction for all of eternity. So when we went to visit Noah Chamberg, who owns this terrific hot sauce store called The Heatonist, he assured me that our afternoon would be about flavor, not firepower. So Noah, thank you for having us here at The Heatonist today.
Yeah, Francis, very happy to have you by.
So it's been a long time since I've actually walked into a hot sauce store, and I think the first and maybe last time I did that was maybe 20 years ago. I remember I was in college, it was a long time ago, and it was just like row after row of bottles that were just meant to scare me. Like, they had names like Slap Your Mama and Insanity Sauce, and it was like really clearly about like an arms race, and it was about like intimidation. But this store is not like that. It's very beautiful. You have beautiful furniture, nice turntables, and the sauce labels don't seem to be about like macho aggressive masochism.
Thanks, Francis. Yeah, we definitely have taken a different approach to hot sauce, and from the start, it was very much for us about flavor. We love hot, but it has to really taste good. So in the beginning, I wouldn't even consider sauces that had like devils and skulls on the label or any of that gimmicky stuff. Now that we've been more established as, you know, having this good taste, I'm more open to have fun on the label, do what you want. It should reflect the spirit of the maker. But we've definitely moved as an industry beyond just trying to scare people in some macho arms race.
And you have three sauces here that you're going to sort of help me taste and walk my way through. And
yeah, I pulled out three that I thought would be, you know, a good good demonstration of the types of different flavors you can have in hot sauce, but also looking at different heat levels and different ideas about what you might pair them with. So let's start with Pirate's Lantern Pepper Sauce. And this is a Bajan-style hot sauce. It's made by two brothers who live here in Brooklyn, but they're from Barbados. And in Barbados, they always put mustard in the hot sauce. And this family recipe also adds to it horseradish and a little bit of dark rum. And of course, it's made with Scotch bonnet peppers, the traditional chili of the island.
Okay, so Scotch bonnets, which are really hot peppers.
They're hot. Yeah, they're a close...
I'm stalling now because I'm getting nervous.
A close cousin of the habanero. But keep in mind, you know, it has Scotch bonnets, but it's all about how much is in there. So when you read the label and you see hot peppers are the first ingredient, that's going to be a very hot sauce. But if it's after the mustard and vinegar and things like that, then okay, you know.
They might be taking it a little easier on you?
Yeah, the chili content's not too much. They want you to be able to use a lot.
Okay. I'm smelling it first, again, because I'm mainly just stalling. But it smells wonderful. You can definitely smell mustard. There's like an oniony, garlic-y kind of smell. I don't catch like the horseradish, but...
Yeah, horseradish, a little more subtle in there, but definitely get the turmeric, the onions.
Oh, wow. That's like, you know what that's like? That's like the greatest hot dog you've ever had in your entire life.
That's the keyword, and I like to think about hot sauces often with keywords, like when you taste this, what do you think about when you first taste this sauce? And for this one, hot dog is definitely the word. So it's a great sauce for this time of year when people start to think about their barbecues and sandwiches in the summertime. So it's really a great summertime sauce.
Like that heat is definitely there. It's kind of, it's like a nice heat. There's like a little tingle at first, but then like my mouth feels warm right now. It doesn't feel like I...
It's well balanced and, you know, definitely something that you can enjoy easily. It's not supposed to make you sweat. So a good lunchtime sauce for that reason. We don't want anybody getting all sweaty at the office or studio. Okay, next up we have another medium heat sauce. This one's actually our newest sauce, and this is Hot Ones Los Calientes.
Okay.
And this was, we wanted to make something totally unique, something that would be great on wings, but really great on all food. So we have some smoked serrano peppers to give it a little bit of a smoky edge. There's apricot with a bit of culantro and lime for acidity and apple cider vinegar. Let me know what you think.
Mmm.
Yeah, right?
It's a really vegetal flavor. It's almost like a pumpkin-y, squashy kind of flavor. That's really delicious. And that smoke is just... I was nervous with the smoke because I think when people smoke things, they go really hardcore with it. But this is like,
yeah,
it's kind of
easy to overdo it.
That's delicious. So, and the last one.
This sauce is the Heatonist number one. Szechuan Ghost, and it's with ginger and lemon and about 18 ghost peppers in each bottle.
I have never tasted a ghost pepper. Am I going to be on the floor?
You'll be okay. You might get one tier, but eating a fresh ghost pepper is definitely a different ball game from eating it in this sauce.
Let's talk about that for a second, because I find myself more just instinctively afraid of raw chilies than cooked chilies.
Yeah, raw chilies.
Like,
yeah.
They're hotter.
They're much hotter. Anything that you're going to do to the pepper is going to change the heat. So smoking, drying, cooking, these are all going to affect the molecules that create the heat reaction, the capsaicin that's in there. So definitely, once it's cooked into a sauce, it's totally different from the heat that you're going to have on a fresh pepper.
Mm. So that encourages me. And here we go.
Yeah, this sauce is really a flavor journey. So as you taste it, the first thing that you taste is the floral notes of the Szechuan peppercorn.
Mm-hmm, totally.
So those molecules are going to float right up into your nose, so you're going to taste them first. And then ghost pepper is well known for its delayed heat. So it's a slow rising heat as opposed to something that you feel instantly.
It's coming.
It's coming, yeah.
Oh, boy's rolling up the driveway.
Yeah, ghost pepper will take about a minute to get to its full heat sometimes.
I definitely taste a lot of that lemon, like... That lemon rind, lemon zest flavor is really, really nice. But yeah, that it is definitely getting hotter. It is definitely getting hotter in here.
Those combinations of flavors, the peppercorns and the lemon and the ginger, even though the sauce has so much presence and so much flavor to it, because of those types of flavors, it actually pairs really easily. So you can imagine this on tons of different types of dishes.
Yeah. Tell me about...
Got to give Francis a minute here, folks.
Tell me about the fact that I can't breathe right now. Is that normal? Tell me about cooking with them.
Yeah, cooking with hot sauce can be a lot of fun. It's a great way to add a ton of flavor and to make the overall cooking process a lot easier. You know, you take this sauce and use it to dress up whatever you're cooking. It's wonderful on a steak, but also one of my favorites is to just put it on some asparagus and take them out to the grill. And then a favorite sauce here is garlic and jalapeno hot sauce. That's with olive oil and loaded with garlic and jalapenos. And I say to people, you want to make an impressive meal that's really simple, just do some boiled shrimp, some pasta, and just dress it with this sauce. And all of a sudden, it looks like a gourmet meal, even though you only had three ingredients.
So it's about taking the flavor components of that sauce, kind of looking beyond the heat of it, and be like, okay, what are the flavors here? And then matching that to what you would often eat with those things.
Absolutely. We say it's food that goes on food.
It's and it may be the last meal you eat. Thank you so much, Noah. This is awesome in the most literal sense.
Thanks a lot, Francis. I really appreciate you coming by.
Noah Chamberg is the owner of The Heatonist. And if you're in New York City, they have two locations, and they'll be happy to guide you through a tour of their hot sauces, too.